News release: Ontario Provincial Police. Two motorists on area roadways learned the hard way over the weekend that mixing alcohol or drugs with driving your car never ends well. Officers of the Southern Georgian Bay OPP Detachment responded to a report at 5:24 a.m. on August 15, 2022, of a motorist passed out in the drive-through of a Simcoe County Road 93, Midland, fast food retailer. Investigators awoke the driver and entered a drinking and driving investigation, resulting in Brendan Marchildon, 31, of Tay Township, being criminally charged with operation while impaired, alcohol and drugs, and further operation while impaired, blood alcohol concentration, 80+. The OPP Communication Center received a report at 7:50 p.m. on August 13, 2022, of a possibly impaired driver trying to drive away from a retail establishment on Lone Pine Road, Georgian Bay Township. A community member assisted the police by maintaining the suspect and his vehicle within the parking lot until officers arrived. OPP investigators, upon arrival, spoke with the suspect driver and entered into an impaired by drug investigation. As a result of this investigation, Christopher Terrian, 38, of Georgian Bay Township, has been criminally charged with operation while impaired, alcohol and drugs, possession of a Schedule I substance, heroin. Both accused persons were released from police custody on a recognizance to appear before the Ontario Court of Justice at a future date. They also face 90-day driver's license suspensions as per the Ministry of Transportation, ADLS, guidelines, and a 7-day vehicle impound. OPP officers wish to thank those community members who greatly assist us in our efforts to maintain road safety by reporting suspected impaired drivers, and to our media partners who continue to support the community's interest in these investigations. During the August 11 to 15 time period, officers conducted 7 ride, reduce impaired driving everywhere, check stops at various locations, checking 160 vehicles for signs of impairment, educating the public about safe driving practices with our community safety partners as a priority. If you see a possible impaired driver on our roadways, waterways, or trails, please make the call and dial 911, as impaired driving never ends well. Please make a plan to get home safely.